Zog de mora omar mar. Mishosh kanem mitchosim lechel betrumosim. Michti kanem emes kachli betruma mishas tzeis kachovim. So let it say tzeis kachovim. Why did we talk ambiguous? Say tzeis kachovim. Zog de mora milse agabuch kamashman kahanem emes kachli betruma mishas tzeis kachovim. Kahanem yitruma from tzeis kachovim. So Mele comes to tell me the second din. Meaning lafuke, you have to wait for a carbon the next morning. Kapora is only on the eighth day when you're tomei. You can already eat truma when you go into the mikveh after you come out. Kohen is tomei, right? Or mitzayre or zov, where you're tomei, you have to go to the mikveh. So yeah, you don't have to wait for the next morning for the carbon. That's a zaitik achirish we come to tell us. Zog the mother, v'akom ashlon the kapora loy ma'akva. You don't have to wait for the carbon. So that's why it says from this man the kahanim eat truma to tell us that kahanim can eat truma at night and don't have to wait for the next morning. Kapora loy ma'akva. Could it tie in like into the brayso? Ubo hashemesh v'toher. This is a very lumnus. We said it yesterday quickly. That's why I'm repeating this again. Okay. It's a machleg zvashtoys in the psukim over here. Ubo hashemesh v'toher. The pasuk says when the sun sets, v'toher, and then he's toher. So what is the explanation of this pasuk? Be hashim shem makaftoy. You have to wait for nightfall. Milecha betruma. The ain kaprosa makafto milecha betruma. You don't have to wait for the next morning, the eighth day, for bringing a carbon by zova metzera. Umimai, effectively, mother, how do you know you touch the pasuk this way? Umai, the higher boy, Hashemesh, Bias Shemesh. Beichetes, it's talking about sunset, coming of the sun. Vitoher, Torah Yoimer, meaning the night cleared up. Shkia, it's very light. It's all types of sun rays you see by Shkia. So you had, Vitoher means a clear sky, meaning clear, meaning it's dark. It's Tzeizek Echovim. All the rays dissipated. How do you know it's going on Torah Yoimer? Dilma Bias Oiroi. Maybe it's going on Bias Oiroi, meaning the sun rise the next morning. You have to wait for the eighth day. That's when you can eat Shuma. Umay v'tor, Tor Gavra. And we're talking about that he has to wait for the carbon to be brought. Tor Gavra. Answer the Gemara, Omar Rabba Barav Shilo, Imken Le Mikro V'yitayr. If you have to wait for a mice of Avos carbon, let it say V'yitayr V'losh and Sivui. Why does it say V'tor? Which means on its own, automatically. My V'tor, Tor Yoimer. Like people say, Iar v'shimsha, the sun set, va'at ki yoyma, and the day dissipated. They didn't hear this side of Rabbi Avshila that's referring to sunset and the day dissipated. But they asked this as a question. Is it referring to sunset? Meaning that the day dissipated. It means the sun rise, the eighth day, and that's when you can eat shuma. After the carbonus. So you had a suffix. Similar David says, the Bryce says clearly, Kahanim Yitrum by Tzeis. Tzeis is not sunrise, Tzeis is sunset. It's talking about the sun setting, the day dissipating. Rashi says over here that the Havimina was, how we learned the Gemara, Vitoher means, you might think, Uba Hashemesh means sunrise, Vitoher means the Gavra, the person. So you have to wait for the next morning to have us carbons, which means the eighth day. Tosis has a bomb cash on this. In the first wide line, in the first narrow lines. How does it have meaning to say it's talking about the next morning? Where do we ever find that sunrise is bo hashemesh? Sunrise is zricha. It's called zricha when you get up in the morning. Zricha is hashemesh. So why does the Torah say bo hashemesh? Why would it be having meaning means the eighth day? So he's Zok Tosis, it's clear, it's talking about the night. There's no tzad that Uba means. So what's the Havamin over there? Zok Tosis, V'yesh Loimah. I'm skipping a few lines down. V'yesh Loimah. You say the Tosis, the Hori Pirusha. V'may, the Hayu Bo HaShemesh, V'toher Bi HaShemesh, U Mecha Tosis, Bo HaShemesh means Tzeisa Kechovim. U'may, V'toher, Tor Yoimah, Dan Tzeis Kechovim. Maybe it's a Kula Dikashita. Dilma bias oiroi, meaning shkeis achamo. Hanetchilas shkeis achamo. Shitas Tosis is, and this is the famous Rebbeinu Tam, that there are two shkeis. There's a beginning of shkia and there's a sof of shkia.
What would
tier? Tier means automatic, not a maisa. The Gemara is a kasha, let it say v'yitaher, if it's talking about the gavra, a maisa. The Torah means automatic. Shkeis achamo took place, it's already hair of Shem, it's already not yoim, it's not the yoim tzavoiso, it's not the day. So that automatically becomes Torah. That's the Havamina of Tosis, how he learns Lafuke Rashi.
The answer to the Gemara would be what? I'm saying,
and the answer to the Gemara is, first of all, the Brice that says Gechovim, very clearly, Lafuke that. It's a Maisa, the attire.
Not doing a Maisa, isn't that?
Correct.
So
Tosis doesn't, let me see what it says. V'tayr Tir Gava, והש למסיס in the oral like kosher meat that we have shimshoy is it that is coming says doesn't my voice that still here still
the attire is a mice
no it's a good still that was the maskona sagamore was a brice it says coming so that it could be la fukida but in the hamina tastes coming from the posik it should have said the zorach not a bar so mainly says the hamina was kia sagama now there's a very you say this dick of pnei shua and the kavega they ask its following question there's a hamina that a kohen can eat shuma when by shkia sagama that means there's a tzad you can eat by shkia sagama
according to
tastes according to rashi no according to rashi next day if there's a hamina you can wait by shkia sagama and that's a havamina because maybe the Torah means shkia zechama, lemaisa the person has a cheskes tuma. You have a cheskes tuma until nightfall. So mechateza, because of a suffix how to learn the posuk, we allow you to eat shuma deraisa, which is an issa deraisa, because you have a suffix how to touch the posuk, there's a cheskes tuma all the way up until nightfall. Cheskes tuma the whole day.
Yeah.
The achronim answer, yisoid is yisoid, and what does it mean, tful yoin? A koyin, when he becomes, goes to the mikveh.
Yeah.
Tful yoin means he went into the mikveh. Herav Shemesh, you wait for nightfall.
Yeah.
What's the pshat of Tful Yoyim? Does Tful Yoyim mean that he's Tomei, even though he went into the mikveh?
Yeah.
No. Tful Yoyim means he's Tohar. Just as the din is Yoyim Tzavoy, so the day that he was Tomei, he cannot eat Tumah.
Yeah.
So if the pshat is it's a Tumah Dikadin, so on Tumah you can say Chazokas. Cheskas Tumah continues all the way to Tzezik HaChovim.
Yeah.
But if it's a din in Tful Yoyim, it's a Yoyim Dikadin, once it's hit Shkiyas Achama, it's already not anymore a Chazoka, that it's a Cheskas Yoyim anymore.
Yeah.
That's Gufu, what Ben HaShemosh is two is off. Zokim Kivegen makes it a Sfek Sveika. So, because it's Sofi Gufu, what Ben HaShemosh is. So, mainly, you don't go as Chazoka. There's no Chazoka today. Tonight, it's not going to be today anymore. There's no Chazoka. By the way, it's not turning October 2nd, because yes, it was October 1st. There's no such thing as Chazoka on the Yoyim. Chazoka on a Cheftz of Tumah, not on the Yoyim. That's how they answer this Kasha of the Havamim. One more Yisoid that I want to mention over here. That the Achronim discuss the Prima Godim and the Rosh Yosef, if a Kohen ate Shuma Ben Hashmoshes, would that be considered according to the Maskona, according to Toysus, would that be considered Sofek if he ate Shuma Betuma? Because the Maisa, the Maskona, needs Tzeis Gachovim. So in Rashi, maybe you can close it in the Maskona. Is it a Sofek or not? Ben Hashmoshes is a Sofek. Dr. Rosh Yosef in Toysfus, there's no tzad that that's called a Sofek, even though it's Ben Hashmoshes. Because since it's Xeris HaKosuv, the Toher that you need, Tzezek HaChovim, so then Ben Hashmoshes is a Sofek. There's no tzad in Sofek that you ate Chuma Betuma on his man's Sofek because it's not Tzezek HaChovim. It's a darkest Chilik, but he's saying that Noch the Xeris HaKosuv, it's Lafuke anytime before Tzezek HaChovim Vadai. So Ben HaShemoshes doesn't fall into the equation of eating Tumah, Chuma Betuma, if you ate it Ben HaShemoshes after the mikvah. That's a chiddush of the Prima Godim. Zok to Omar Vayter. Omar Mar. Now the Brice is going to say numerous Brices about different shitas from when the Kohen can eat Truma. Omar Mar, Mishor Shekalim Bichrosin Lecho B'Truma. From the time that they eat Truma. We know that's Tzitzik HaChovim. That's our Mishnah. Ureminu Frekli Moab Brice steht nicht das. Me'em Esai Kohen Nishma Ba'arvin. From when can you read Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv? Bisha'oni nichnas lecho pitoi. When an oni eats his bread. B'melech. Rashi says, an oni doesn't have a ner lahadlik b'sudosai. So obviously, a time when an oni eats is before it says g'chovim. It says g'chovim is dark. So if he's going to eat ner, without a ner, pitoi b'melech, to be able to dip his bread into salt, he has to have sunlight. So we see clearly this is not the shita of tzeis g'chovim. This is earlier shita. Yeah, pas b'melech toichel. That's the minimum. Now, a minimum is pas b'melech toichel. Until when? So, till now in the Mishnah, we had three shitas. Till when? We had Ashmeres Yishoina, Rebbe Loza. We had Rebbe Gamliel until Alois. And Rebbe Chachomim, which is Be'etzem Rebbe Gamliel, just Lahachik Yavtul Chatzois. Comes the Braise, says another shita at the end also. Till he finishes his meal. Now, don't tell me an oni takes him 4 hours to finish his meal. We're talking about it, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. How long is it going to take to eat pas b'melech? So it's a whole different shita. How long kriya shma is? It's mamish a very short span according to this. Zokti gemara safe about it. Pligin amasisin. The safe for the shir till when obviously argues on the Mishnah because it says until he finishes eating his bread and his salt. So fakti gemara reishim ilay mepligin amasisin. The oni and the koyin. The kohen that goes into the mikveh is at the same time or not? That's Gemara Sofik. We blame it, Pligam Asisi. So Gemara says, Loi, it's not a different time. No, the Gemara says Ani v'Kohen Chashiru. Forget it's the same time. Even though we said it's Chashiru, even though we said in Rashi, even though we said in Rashi, you need light. So what's the pshat? So I years ago I had a shtickle over here. It is a machlokes. What is the shittas of Tzeizik Chovim? Rabbi Natam says it's 72 minutes. It's Takat Tzeizik Chovim. There is no light out there. According to the Shitza Ga'onim, which are going paskins, it's 13 minutes according to the Chazanish after Shkia, and 17 minutes, 18 minutes, it's still light outside. The Ga'onim says clearly in Biagra, Tzeizik Chovim doesn't have to do anything with dark, doesn't have to do with Gimel Kachovim. It's a shear of Shloshev Emil, and it doesn't have to do with dark, so it stream very good with the Rashi. Oni is able to eat pita even if it's Chat Shiyuga, even if it's man of Tzeizik Chovim, but Tzeizik Chovim doesn't mean dark. You still can see outside. Like, you still can see outside 7 minutes after Shkia, 13 minutes after Shkia, eight, you still can see. It's not dark, dark. So that would stim with that shitak upon him. Ugaminu. A second brisa. We bought one brisa, we don't now bring a second brisa. There's going to be three brisa on this helmet. Ugaminu. From when do we start saying Kriyashma Ba'arvis? Mishosh b'nei odim nichlos in lecho pitam ba'arvis shabosois. Divra meyer. A newsman. When people eat bread on Erev Shabbos, what's man is that? Zog Rashi, this man is memarin lesude shakol muchon. Rashi b'masa b'av Shabbos says, this is early. Before Tzeis G'chovim, because you prepped your meal, you don't have to prep it at night, you prepped it in the daytime already. Because Erev Shabbos, you have to prepare your meal. So mele, it's memarin lesude. Tosfos Amud Aleph says, mishosh shekiddush hayom is in, clearly in the daytime. That's the whole shita that you can say Kriya Shema at night early from the Braisa over here that says Mishosh Kiddush Erev Shabbos. Chachomim Oimrim, Mishosh Shekahonim Zakoyin Lecho B'Trumasam. From the time that the Kohen allowed to eat the Truma. Now what's his man of eating the Truma? Zakoyin Lecho B'Trumasam. Similar to David says Chachomim. That seems like our Mishnah. When you eat Truma, Truma is, that's the Mishnah, it says Chachomim. That's the component sheet of the Mishnah. Even if there's no raya, there's a zeich ledover. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk. This is referring to in Nehemiah when they rebuilt the base of Mikdash. The Chaim Sushlaim, they had to split up the work. Some people were building, and other people were watching from terrorist attacks. Vanachnu oyusim b'malacha, half were working. V'chitzim machzikim b'ramachim, and others chetzio machzikim b'ramachim. Ma'alois hashach atzeis kachovim. They worked the full day. They stood from alois on the watch chetzio with ramachim with spears atzeis kachovim. So one pasuk says clearly they worked throughout the whole day from alois till tzeis. It doesn't say till shki, it says till tzeis. V'oyme, another pasuk says, v'hoi lono halayla mishma v'ayoy melocha. It says clearly the layla was a mishma and the yoyim was melocha. So we see clearly that the yoyim is considered from alois until tzeis kachovim. That's how they split up the jobs. So my v'oyme, v'chitem imchi arvashim shalayla. Maybe Shki is already nightfall. There's no raya from here that says Chachamim. We're going in the last year of Chachamim. Raya Zeichel Adover that says Chachamim is night, and that's the end of the day. Maybe the day really ends by Shkia. And they worked overtime. You know, you work overtime, you check in, you get paid extra. Maybe they worked overtime. They really the day ended. They happened to work until says Chachamim. B'chitem chi Avishimsha. Maybe it's ready night already from Avishimsha. Lailahu, Vidu the Machashkam Akadmi, and they started from Alois even though the day starts by Nets. And they continue till Tzeis even though the day ended by Shkia. That's we need the second Pasuk. V'hoyolon Toshma, V'hoyolon Halayla Mishmar, V'hayoyim Elocha. It closed at Yoim. It's not Pshat they worked overtime into the night after Shkia till Tzeis. It says Hayoyim Elocha. So we see clearly a Zeicha Ledover. No Raya, but a Koponim Zeicha. You have no wise out of Raya, but a Koponim. It says Hayoyim Elocha. It says it's called Melocha, the Yoim, all the way till Tzeis Gechovim. Now, so we have, meanwhile, these four shittas. It's kosal kedaitach, the oni u b'nei odom chachiura. Now, b'nei odom oichlin pitoson ba'arvi shabosos, we assume it's the same time as an oni on a regular weekday. An oni on a regular weekday, we said, is when it's still light outside. Now, if you're going to say, oni v'koyin chachiura, we had a suffix. Is oni in the same as says chachom v'koyin, so chachomim hainu rameya. Why? Look at rameya shita. Rameya shita was, maybe you can tell me bin Adam lechol pitoson is the same as the oni. So chachomim to say that mishosh kohanim is the kohen lechol pitumasam. How could it be two sheets in the brayso which mean the same thing? If kohanim and oni is the same time, and oni bin Adam is the same time, then the brayso says bin Adam and kohen back to back in two sentences. If it's the same shita, doesn't make sense. So it's clear that oni and
regular people, oni the same.
We're assuming oni and regular people are the same. regular people Friday night. And Oni is the same. Mm-hmm. So Ebizoy, Kahanim is the same as Oni. And Ebizoy, it's not Chatz Yugo. Mm-hmm. Clearly not Chatz Yugo because it's two shittas. Zog the Gemara, Viamat Oni becoming Chatz Yugo, Chachom Hain Rameya, Elishma Amino, Oni, Shiur Lechud, the coin Shiur Lechud. And Oni Taka, like we said, is before Tzeitz Kachovim, it's still light outside, assuming, if it's not Chatz Yugo. And the coin is Taka, Tzeitz Kachovim. Zog the Gemara, we're back to Chachi. The Gemara, for somebody who wants to keep it, that it should be minimizing the machlaikas. We're not looking for machlaikas in over here, even though there's six other shitas in the Braisa. We want to coincide for some reason, Oni and Koyin. So the Gemara says, Loi, let's Chachi. Aye. So Ibizo, we had a Braisa that says clearly two shitas. So Gemara, Mechatesa, your assumption is correct that Oni, Ubne Adam, on Arish Shabbos is the same shir. The Oni Bnei Adam lav chatz yugu. So Melo Bnei Adam is taken not the same as Oni. Bnei Adam on Arish Shabbos is the meal is ready because they prepared before Shabbos is not the same as Oni. And Oni and Koyin is Olam Tzeis Kachovim. Zok the Gemara, you tell me Oni and Koyin is one shir. Back to the Kasha. The Oni Bnei Koyin chatz yugu. Uraminu a third brisa. And here this brisa is going to give five shitas on the zman of Tzeis Kachovim, of the zman of Kirishma. From when do you start meeting Kamp Av Arvin? This is what Tosis brings in Omid Aleph. Is what we call Shkiyas Achama. You don't do Melacha after Shkiyas Achama, that's Kiddush Hayoyim. You don't do Kiddush Hayoyim by Benish Moshes. So clearly, this is Tosis Shita that we see as a Shita, not La Locha, Meshuchrach Pasa says Kovim, but upon him, Kriyashma Bishoch Becha, not Kriyashma. Bishochma for Kriyashma is considered. First sheet is Abelazer. That's the earliest. The Gemara is going to ask Gemara on the Gimel and Av is going to ask a Steer Abelazer Abelazer. Exactly. Zok the Gemara. The second sheet is Gabishu Oimer. Mishah she Kahanim metuhorim lecha betumasan. The time that the Kahanim are mature to eat the truma. They went to the mikveh already. Now Rashi bavarns when Koyim go to mikveh. It's before Ben Hashmoshes. Why? Because it has to have, they went into the mikveh, and then Harav Shemesh. Shemesh is Marv on them. Harav Shimshoy is afterwards. So it's Ben Hashmoshes that they go into the mikveh. It's a little different sheet. It's not Tzeis Kachovim. It's Mituhagim Lecha B'Tumasan means he went into the mikveh. It takes time till you eat Shuma. The Mishnah says Tumasan. That means Tzeis Kachovim. But Mituhagim means mikveh. Mikveh is Harav Shemesh you need. That means you need before Tzeis Kachovim. We're talking about fraction of minutes. We don't know exactly every sheet is, but it's ambiguous when those times are exactly. They go into the mikveh. Oh, this is what Rashi is going on, really. Toivlin means you need Harav Shemesh. Bituhagen means you come out of the mikveh. Toivlin means you go into the mikveh. Going into the mikveh has to be before Harav Shemesh. That's a few minutes before that. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara is going to discuss this kasha longer, later, in detail. How is there a tzad to say b'shoch b'chol is the time that kahanim are toivel? How is there a kiyum of b'shoch b'chol? It's in the middle of the day. No one goes to sleep in the middle of the day. He's asking on Rameya Shita. Rameya says toivlin. Toivlin, no one's going to say toivlin is before night. Because toivlin has to be in the day because you have to have Erev Shemesh after mikveh. No one is going to consider b'shoch b'chol in the daytime. B'shoch was not b'day, B'shoch has been at night. Rav Chanina Oimel, Mishoh she'oni nichras lecho pita b'melach. And that's the shita that we saw before. Oni nichras pita, we need to have some daylight. Rav Choy v'amil Rav Achi Oimel, Mishoh she'roi v'nei odim nichras in lehosev. And Rashi over here says, Is the amri b'mois achoyel v'yisam b'shabosos. We don't know when it is. Is it talking about Rav Ben Odom on Shabbos, Rav Ben Odom on Echol? Al Kaponim, it's a later shir, Me'uchuhu. It's not the same as Oni. Now, the Gemara finished the Kasha, V'i Amrit, Oni V'koyin Chad Shiyugu. And if you're going to tell me Oni and Koyin is one shir, so Reb Chanina, Hayin Reb Yeshua, why? Reb Yeshua says, V'shor Shekahanu Mitorim Lecha B'tumosim, which we know is Tzeis Kachovim. And that's Reb Chanina Shita. And Reb Yeshua Shita was, V'shor Shekahanim Now, if you tell me Oni and Koyin is Chatz Yugo, the Braisa says black and white, Oni and Kahanim has different shittas. So how can it be Chatz Yugo? Back, we're trying to show that it can be Chatz Yugo. And Allah Shema Mino, Shiyuga the Oni Lechud, Vishua the Koyin Lechud, Shema Mino. And it comes out that it's a different shiurim. And Oni, we know, has to have daylight. So we see clearly that it's not the same time. Hey, minayim u'ucha, the Gemara is still misupik, which one is later? Is Tezik Chavim first or is the Ani first? Even though we said that the Ani needs daylight. And here comes the Gemara's Teretz. Mistavre the Ani m'ucha. Ani is even later than Tezik Chavim. And this clearly, mashma, that Tezik Chavim is still daylight outside, because Rashi said you need to be able to see your pitoy because you have no light. And it says it's even later than Tezik Chavim. The Amre the Ani muktam, Reb Chanina, Hainu Reb Eliezer. Why? Reb Eliezer's shita was Mishosh Kirishim Avish Abosois. Reb Chanina's shita was Mishosh Ani Nechnas. If you're going to tell me he's earlier, then it comes out the same time as Avish Abosois the Suda. For some reason, Gemara says it has to be that time. So, Ibazoi, it must be that it's Mu'ukhar. So it comes out Tezik Chavim. It comes out many shitas. Reb Elazar's shita is the earliest. Mishosh Kiddush Yom Avish Abosos, which is Shkia. Then the second shita was Kiddush Yom Avish Abosos is the first shita. There was a shita of Tezik Chavim we know is the Mishnah, Reb Eliezer. Then there was Mishosh Kanim Toivlin, which is before Shkia because you have to have Harav Shemesh. Then there's Oni Oichal Pito, which we said is after Tezik Chavim, and Rashi still calls it daylight for some of you to be able to see. And then there's a shita of Roy ben Odom Esubin, Rebbe Choy Shita, and there's a question of Rashi if it's Shabbos or on a weekday. And there's a question of Bnei Odom, Oichlin Pitom, Bav Shabbos, where the Mahagin, because the Suda is ready prepared. And there's another shita of Rebbe Shua that says, Bishosh Kahanim Metuhogin Metumasan. That means after the mikvah. Not when they go, but after the mikvah. That's all the Gabe Tchilas Man Krishma. Serves Man Krishma, according to the Bryce, it comes out there's four shitas. There's three in the Mishnah. There's either Seif Ashmur Yishoina, or there's Chatzois, or there's Alois. And then there's a fourth sheet we find in this braisa. The sheet is Revelezer that says, Mishosh Oni Nichlas Lecha Pritoi, At Shosh Oimili Potem Mitech Sudosai, which is way before Seif Ashmur Yishoina, which is 10 minutes later, however amount it takes to finish. So the Seif, Man Kriyash Ma'a Kong Tu, there's four sheets we find with the Mishnah, including this braisa. El Alav Shemamino, Zagmo, the Oni Mu'ucha Shemamino. Now, Tosef Bavoran's very interesting question. We said that the zman that the Oni eats his pitoy, that's the zman of Kriyashma. If he eats his pitoy then how does it say Kriyashma? The halacha is you're not allowed to say Kriyashma. You're not allowed to have a suda. If you have a, not just a masichin. You're not allowed to have a suda when you eat, when you have a mitzvah of Kriyashma. Tema, Oni gufa masa ispalal, the amr zman kolosahin is man Kriyashma. The chemish was man Kriyashma, also lahascha besuda, she ispalal. The koyer Kriyashma mispalal. Zoktaisi v'yeshloima, it's lav dafka mamish den. This man tefillah have a koydom this man suda. Avada, it's before his wife is preparing the suda. That's when he says Kriyashma. The lav dafka mishoni nichas. He doesn't just enter his home and go right away to the meal. Elaputami kori enters a drop before v'komash achi achinu loy sudos he could be spalo. While they're prepping the meal, that's when he says Kriyashma. And that's why it's very good the loshen mishosh oni nichnas lechal. Nichnas. He enters his home. The wife is preparing in the kitchen. That's when he says Kriyashma.
Not allowed to eat before Shema.
Before you do a mitzvah. Yeah, so then in the mitzvah, the raisa you have, you're not allowed to now have a suda. But later on in the Mishnah, in the Gemara of Dalit, Al Kaponim, Zok Taisis is lav dafka, it means a drop earlier. Oh, 1 second. Yeah, Zok the Gemara. Omar Reb Yehuda. Oh, this was the kasha Reb Yehuda asked before on Reb Meir Shita, right? On which Reb Yehuda asked his kasha on. Oh, on Reb Meir. Reb Meir says Mishosh Kanim Toivlin. Not Toivlin. Avada means before Harav Shemesh. In fact, Reb Yehuda Omar Reb Yehuda Valo Kanim by Yomim Toivlin. It has to be by Yomim. You need Harav Shemesh. So it was like, how is that considered a kiyum of a shachmecha? Shapi Komal Reb Yehuda Reb Meir. It's a bomb kasha. This Ramey is going to answer. You think I'm discussing your ben Hashmoshes? Your ben Hashmoshes are longer ben Hashmoshes. So Ibezoi, Toivlin is tak in the daytime, and then it's a long time till Harav Shemesh. So Ibezoi, it's not a kim of a shokbecho. Anoa ben Hashmoshes, the Rabbi Yosi kamino. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamedalit says three sheets in ben Hashmoshes. Rabbi Yosi's ben Hashmoshes that says, ben Hashmoshes, kerefayin, it's a blink of an eye. Which means ben hashmoshes according to Reb Yosi is a fraction of a second. So if it's keherif ayin, so it's shaper called v'shoch b'cha. True, it's herif shemesh takes place after mikveh, but herif shemesh and mikveh is 4 seconds. So you're going to tell me it's not b'shoch b'cha? Wait, you got to wait, go to sleep. No bedtime till 4 more seconds. Bishlam according to Reb Yehuda, it's 72 minutes, it's 50 minutes, it's 30 minutes, whatever zman it is. Dalad milin Reb Yehuda shita is. So in Akoponim, then it took a long time. So then you have a good taina. It's not a kima b'shachpot. It's daylight. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Herev Shemesh is a fraction after Shkiyas, it says Chom is a Herev Ayin. So it's on that we're not medactic, what's called B'shach B'cha. It's talking about Herev. So you can't say that it's not called the Kima B'shach B'cha. All right, we'll stop over here. The end of the Amid.